The wedding of the season is come and gone, Kennedy.
What a day it was, Carson.
Salt and Sarah were married on Saturday at a beautiful ceremony up in Maine. He will be back tomorrow to give us some of the particulars. We have a few stories we're going to be sharing throughout this morning.
Oh, I don't think he'll ever want to talk about it again. I mean, you know, like on Thursday, they were just so ready for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think they ever want to talk about it again.
It happens. I don't want to talk about it. Let's move on.
All right. I want to ask you a couple of your favorite moments. Okay. I'll quickly share a couple of mine. I think meeting their family was some of the most fun that I had because I got to hear some of the stories about them as kids growing up. I was talking to Salt's brother, Mick.
His brothers are everything.
Well, and they're just, it's like somebody cloned them and made five kids that look all exactly the same.
It's unbelievable.
Like, there was no doubt when you saw the family, and I'd never met any of them except for his sister, that you saw the brother across the room and said, that's one of
his brother.
That's another brother. There's his mom.
That's
there's
a cousin.
His dad. Right. There was no doubt. So just hearing that and then also hearing the connection between Salt and Sarah from her sister, you know, I didn't realize they were both from a family of five kids.
And he's probably said that six times. But
yeah,
I'm
but I don't
saying.
Listen to everything. Come on, you know me better than that. And that they were both the youngest as well. So kind
and their
of,
birthdays are day apart.
Well, that part I did know.
Well, I'm just saying, there's lots. There's lots.
Yeah. So just hearing kind of all the stories from the family, meeting them, and then also their reactions to us. Because they've all listened to us on the show, but they all live in other places. Like, you know, a bunch of mm-hmm. live in Connecticut or Chicago or out in California.
One of them asked me, what, you guys have talked about the wedding on the air?
Oh, really?
And I just wanted to knock him on the head and say, hello, McFly.
Oh, really? I heard the opposite from the couple of people that I talked to. They're like, oh, I heard Salt tell the story about this. I heard you tell the story about this.
And it was Sarah's aunties. They're like, we don't listen to the show. And I'm like,
really?
Good. Probably for the best. My favorite moment was when... So at the beginning of at the ceremony when they the groomsmen were all up and the procession had started.
Yes.
And Sarah's sister brought Carol Pat down in
their daughter, yes.
In this ridiculous amount of tulle.
There was so much fabric.
There's so much tulle and which is like tutu fabric if you don't know what I'm talking about. And I stopped looking at her and I turned around and looked at Salt.
Oh my God. I
you
can't.
All know
I'm
Salt.
Gonna start crying.
Salt doesn't smile for pictures. Salt doesn't smile for many things. The beaming on his face, how. And then when Sarah walked down the aisle, I did the exact same thing. And
sure.
They give me faith and love.
Sure.
Yes.
How about you, Annie?
Oh, Pat. Pat is my favorite woman
is wild.
Ever. So she comes out of the Salt's bathroom mom. Stall and she's like, Annie, I had to take these pantyhose off. I am a free woman now. And she was like waving them in the air. I was
and
like,
then she
the best
came over
time.
To me at my table and told me the same thing. She's like, I just had to take those things off.
She is electric factory, that woman.
Salt's mom took her pantyhose off
she
at the reception.
She was over it. She was over
she was
it.
So over
I
it.
Missed
she was
that
over
one.
It.
I missed that
well,
one.
Well, that's because she was only sharing with women. But she was telling us all that she is a free woman.
Right.
It was awesome.
How about the setting? Was it not spectacular?
It was ridiculous.
Beautiful.
It was so gorgeous. Where they had the ceremony was on this ledge, and it just overlooked this lake. And the colors of the trees, it could not have been more New England.
It was stupid.
I mean,
everything was in a barn, and everything was rusticy and mason jars and burlap. Like it was
right.
It was right
it was
in
salt.
There.
But
it
the
was
barn,
salt.
But the barn had these huge chandeliers
I
in
know.
There. I mean, it really was. It was beautiful. It was spectacular. I was really blown away
and
how
I
gorgeous
think,
the setting was.
I think the most favoriteest thing of everybody was as you walked in the head table. Had their initials of their last names in
yes.
front of it.
Yes.
Macmillan and Forcilius.
Yes.
I'm just going to leave it there.
That was kind of funny.
Because as soon as they walked in, everybody was like, well, that's them.
There it is.
And how late did you guys stay? So we had gotten word that there was going to be the last call around 9:45 or 10 o'clock. And I got an invitation to an after party. But Lana and I, we were with other people and they wanted to be honest with you, it was our boss. He wanted to go watch the Red Sox game. He's like, can we go back to the bed and breakfast?
The Red Sox game was being watched the entire reception.
Yes.
It was kind of
by
weird.
Him. I know.
There were like eight guys back there that never left.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It hit 8 o'clock. Everyone was like, see ya.
No, you guys left and we probably left an
yeah,
hour
we left.
After you.
Oh, really? Another hour. Oof.
Well, last call happened. So we ran for last call. And then the DJ turned it up for about five more songs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
one
cool.
Dance by Drake came on. I was like, ooh, don't frame me.
Like one of the groomsmen was in line and a song came on and Annie's like, we have to go dance. And he was like, it's last call. And she goes, well, we have to go dance. And he goes, all right, then forget it. And dance with Annie. And then
it.
Annie went to the after party. I did not.
I did.
Ooh.
Tore it up.
All right. All right. Well,
she looked at me and she goes, I don't want to go home. I go, you don't have to, but mommy is.
Oh, no. I feel like they shut down the streets and the sidewalks and everything in Maine at about 11.
That's why you go to house parties.
That don't mean I got to leave.
Yeah.
Me and Dan.
That's how it works.